cats. We are cats.
Okay, happy Monday, guys. Hello, I am Amanda Wacker.
Hola, I am Lanice Castro.
Sawadee ka, I'm Asama Lekpua.
And we are The Triplicates. Welcome to the sixth of many episodes of The Triplicate Podcast. We are three first-gen women of color currently in our first year of our PhD program at the University of California, San Diego.
Last episode, we took a deep dive in all the skills we learned from watching Love Island that have helped us during our grad school experience so far. Check that out if you haven't.
This week, we want to talk about our experiences as students planning and running recruitment events. We each had different levels of involvement in our program's recruitment.
This topic was requested by Renee based on our episode all about acing your PhD interviews. Also, check that out if you haven't. So thank you, Renee, for that. And if there's anything you want to hear more about, reach out to us on Twitter, Instagram at triplicatespod, or by email at triplicatespod@gmail.com. All right. So I was, I think out of the three of us, the most minimally involved. So I will probably be asking most of the questions today to Lanice and Asama. What I do know is that Lanice was co-chair of recruitment. Lanice, can you tell us a little bit about what recruitment even is? And how you ended up in your position as co-chair?
Yeah, I can definitely talk about that. Well, so early in our PhD journeys, we got one of many Google forms to fill out. And the one I'm going to speak on is like whether you wanted to be involved in recruitment committee. And I was like, hell yeah. I have some experience running recruitments while not PhD interview recruitments, but they were recruitments.
For your sorority.
Yeah. Go Phi Sigma Rho. Woo. Anyways, so I really enjoyed running recruitments. It brought me a lot of joy seeing new people and like whether they liked how recruitment went and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So I was like, yeah, I wanna participate. And then I showed up to our first meeting that Liv was running. Shout out to Liv. She did so much for this recruitment. She was the main chair of recruitment. And she was like, who wants to be my co-chair? And I was like, actually, Christina, another grad student, was like, hey, she messaged me privately. And she's like, you should probably do it. I think you'd be good. And I was like, bet. And so I was like, I'll do it. And then, that kind of is how it started and how I got the co-chair position. But mainly as co-chair this year, you're in charge and you're the chair the following year. So my main job was to kind of help Liv with whatever she needed me to do and kind of just watch how she ran things so that I knew how to do it next year.
Did you take notes?
I did take notes.
Okay, I love that.
Yeah.
So you told us how you got to be recruitment co-chair, but what is recruitment?
Why is recruitment?
Okay. Who is recruitment? I am Groot.
I can't speak for every program, but to me, it feels like recruitment for a program for PhD students is, so you send in your applications, a bunch of, you know, professors, admissions committee, students to read and say, oh, you look really good on paper. So then we invite you over and we say, hi, let us try to tell you why San Diego might be a good fit for you. And let's talk a little bit about what you're like in person or in this case on Zoom. So recruitment serves two purposes. One is to give you a sense of whether or not this school is a good fit, but also try to get you to come here because you're being recruited. And if all else goes really well, then you'll come here. So successful recruitment.
Yeah, it's honestly synonymous to a vibe check.
Yes, everything in grad school is just a vibe check.
It's, you can think of it as, you know, that first Tinder date, you know, when those used to be a thing. Checking if, like, you guys vibe. Mm-hmm. If you like each other, you'd want to spend the rest of your lives together.
Of your life.
Maybe a little, it's a lot. That's a lot to say for a Tinder date. But for recruitment, that's really, really what you're doing. Because you're going to spend the next 5 to 6 years wherever you choose to go.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure you're going to like it and not hate it.
That is true. I think one thing that's super interesting too is students call it interview weekend. Mm-hmm. Mm. But everyone on the other side, like all the like faculty and like I think us too, I say recruitment weekend. Mm-hmm. So it's like you were saying, Asama does serve two purposes and people, depending on what side of the line they're on, say its purpose, how they feel it is to them.
Yeah.
Recruitment definitely sounds less intimidating than interview weekend.
Yeah.
And also back in the day where students would get flown to different places, get wine and dine, like mm-hmm. go to all these fun activities, they're spending that much time and energy on you. So they definitely are interested. So to me, when looking at that data, it seems like recruitment rather than interviewing because they're trying to make you like them.
Yeah.
They're not going to rent out an aquarium if they didn't think I was a good student.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry for everyone who Zoom interviewed here at UC San Diego in the bio. Probably all programs
are Zoomed probably.
Yeah. We got wined and dined our recruitment weekend. It was so nice. It was UC San Diego, I feel like amongst other PhD students I know, has the reputation of being like one of the nicest recruitment weekends.
We live in a very nice place.
We do. Mm-hmm.
And this year, students got Among Us!
Okay, but that was fun.
We had a good time. I think we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
Asama, what was your role in recruitment? Because you still did more than I did. So tell me about, I think you're a host, is that correct?
Yeah. So I signed up to be a student host for both of the recruitment weekends. And my role as a host was to be the point person for prospective students to answer questions in an open and honest way. And it's also helpful because the students that I got paired with were interested in labs or research areas that I was interested in. So it didn't feel like work. It just felt like talking to another person in my field. So I thought that was really fun because when I was interviewing, I really enjoyed having that one-on-one conversation with the current student or like a perspective of someone that feels real and not someone, you know, on the website or on a panel. But speaking of the panel, I also served as a student on the Ask Me Anything panel where we talked about not only like what the curriculum is like, but also the culture, what the mental health like care is like on campus. Or we got real too. We talked about funding. We talked about filing taxes and all these things. And lastly, well, not lastly, two more things. One, another one is I hosted a game night with a few other students. We played a Jackbox game, and I thought that was super fun too. And then my last role was to present about LGBT resources at UC San Diego, which I thought was really important because you want to know how you will be supported in various aspects of your PhD journey, not just in your lab or in your classes, but also finding a community that you can call home to.
Yes, yee! That is so lovely.
I did so much.
You did. So I did one of the things you did, which was the game night.
Yee!
I was not responsible for a student. I just showed up to the fun things. And so I did host a room for game night. I played Among Us, and Lanice was another like grad student in my room. They kind of wanted the host to have a friend or someone they're like vibe well with in the room. So it seemed like we were all friends and it was like good energy and it wasn't like awkward between the grad students and then the students that were prospective students. So many students. and then I also helped. There was like a, what do we call it? Fireside chats.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, like it was the replacement for what would have been dinner with faculty. So there was a faculty member, a graduate student, and two or three prospective students in a breakout room. And then we could rotate every 30 minutes or hour or something like that. And I really enjoyed that. So that was maybe four-ish hours each week, maybe five, just because we had to like have a meeting to prepare to make sure all the breakout rooms worked and we knew how to host the rooms and all of that stuff. So it took me like 5 hours. How much time do you think you guys were devoting to this? I already see Lanisa's stressed face.
Asama, do you want to go first? I'll probably say a bigger number.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Probably like 8 to 10.
Like each week or divided?
Total. Each week because.
8 or 10 hours each week.
Yeah, because yeah, I listed out those things that I did and they're about like an hour ish. And then I had meetings with my recruits separately.
Right.
And then preparing presentations. So pretty substantial effort for someone not on the recruitment committee.
I mean, you can be Trevor, on it can I have my cup? Year.
Oh, you didn't.
Oh, they only sent it to committees.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting.
So the beef here is that Lanise is on the committee and they got goodie bags from the school for helping because they won't pay us. So they said, here's stuff. But they also don't pay the student hosts and also did not send them goodie bags. Did they say thank you?
Maybe. Oh. Maybe
I said thank you.
I want a formal thank you from the administration.
That would be nice.
That would be nice.
I got a thank you from Trevor. But yeah,
that's you though.
Yeah.
I'm worried about the student host who didn't even get a clear mug.
Asama, thank you.
But it's different coming from you.
I know.
We're friends. Yeah. And then
to all the people who helped with recruitment, big shout out to y'all. Yay. I love you. Anyway, I don't know. I don't even want to put a number on it because it was probably many hours and I'm probably not even the one that did the most. I definitely am not the one that did the most, actually. So I had to like go to everything to make sure that I knew what the heck was going on. So I don't completely want to like stay in the fetal position next year trying to plan recruitment.
Oh, girl.
So I needed just to know like the general idea of things. So I think so. Let's also remember we have class.
Yes.
And lab.
Yes.
During recruitment.
Yes. This is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of a school week.
Yes.
I have a problem with that. Because I feel like in other schools' recruitments or when in-person things were happening, you get those days off as current students because you have to physically be at places.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, I have to physically get in a van and drive you.
I don't think about that. Ooh,
that's why I was confused.
And I feel like this year seems like a lot because we're juggling everything else too.
Yeah,
bro. They should have,
I don't know, excused y'all from classes.
Yeah.
That would have been nice. So on top of that, I guess, say one day I had class 1.5 hours of the day and I probably went into lab for like 1 hour, 2 hours max. The rest of the day was recruitment from 8 in the morning to 7 at night.
Yeah.
So that was just like the recruitment. And then we'd also have like meetings, like pre-recruitment, in between recruitments, after recruitment. Let me tell you, my email was the most popular email. It was popping off. But that being said, I do want to like really emphasize that there is a lot of people pouring a lot of time into recruitment. I'm giving out a lot of shout outs, but you know what? They deserve it. Emily and Jasmine and Liv, like they worked so hard on our recruitment website and it's like so useful. I think a lot of the first years who do recruitment last year were like, why didn't we have this?
Yeah.
You know, it was like so useful. It was like one stop shop and you can find everything you kind of needed to best inform your decision if you wanted to go here. And they did it all without pay.
Yep. Yeah. That's frustrating. So you talked about some of the things that changed virtually. So we have a website. Everything was done on Zoom. Do you think there are any, like, other major changes that happened, like, based on?
Slack. We made a Slack, or Liv made a Slack channel.
Right.
And I think that was really, really helpful because, I don't know, email's like really formal and usually people, I don't know, you're a little more reluctant to give out your number to others, right? So Slack made it possible to like DM whoever you want to DM if you wanted to connect them. Mm-hmm. It also made making connections a little bit easier because if I found a recruit that was interested in someone, I'd either just drop their at in the channel or I think there was a few times where I was like, I would put them in a DM together and I'd be like, hello, Amanda, this is so-and-so, so-and-so, this is Amanda. And then they would continue to chat.
It was cute.
So I really like the Slack channel. I think it's something we might keep moving forward.
Yeah, I liked it a lot too because I think even when I was coming to recruitment here, it was kind of like, oh, I want to talk to these people, but I don't really know them. Don't want to be like, oh, follow me on Instagram. So I think that is nice. Is there anything you learned from this experience? Because last episode we were talking about like things we learned from something that was like a dating TV show, something that we didn't even think like, oh, this actually applies to my real life. So like, is there something you pulled from this experience that you can apply to other things?
I guess something that I'm continuing to learn from being on Zoom University is that I'm becoming more understanding and like giving people, you know, the benefit of the doubt of like, okay, if they don't show up right at 9 a.m., maybe they're having some technical difficulties or maybe like it was confusing on our end in communicating what Zoom room to go to for like students and just like trying to be more forgiving, which I guess you all wouldn't know, but like I hate being late. like when it comes to school and work things, but it's Zoom. Everyone is trying. And when I was hosting a game night, the game that I was streaming was like super slow. So there were a lot of like awkward pauses and I would just like, so what's your favorite food, everyone? Yeah. So just like going with the flow, being more understanding when it comes to like technological glitches.
Recruitment taught me it's important to plan out your meals because when you have a lot of stuff going on in the background, you need to eat. And sometimes it's easier just to have it ready to go.
Yes.
Throw it in the microwave.
Sandwiches are so good for that.
Yes.
I just be like, just give me a sandwich and an apple and that's it. I got so much to do today. I do not want to cook.
Just that day.
Oh, it's me all the time.
She said, let me call you out real quick.
I don't like to cook. If you know how to cook, please DM me on Twitter.
I mean, I don't cook. So.
Exactly. Like, that's what I know. Need.
You have a
She has like
body.
An in-home chef. Yeah. Anyways.
What about you, Amanda?
What did I learn? I learned that I really benefited from knowing my limits and saying no to not being more involved because I think the amount of involvement I had was perfect. I said, you guys get 2 days of my week and then we're chilling because I got other things to do. I got so much stuff to do. And like, I just am trying not to stress myself out. I am very stressed this week. People keep sending me meetings and I'm like, yeah, sure. We can meet Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And I have so many meetings Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday now. I'm just like, this is a mistake. So someone sent me a when to meet today and I took a nap after, like in retaliation. I don't want to see this.
Rough.
Is there anything that you would do differently, I guess, based on your experience?
Honestly, I would do less.
I mean, good for you, dude. Me doing more next
Lindy's
year.
Can't, somehow contractually obligated.
No, though, it brings me joy. I mean, I'm going to be stressed for those 2 weeks, but I think the most rewarding thing for me, like, I wasn't even the one that planned it all completely, right? I kind of just, like, watched people do things and told them they did a good job. But it was so nice when people would say thank you or like, oh my God, you guys made this recruitment as close to in-person as it could be. I really got the vibes. It was just nice, you know, because that's what I touched my toe.
I know, I thought about it. I was like, what is this?
Don't edit that out.
It's always whatever. Toes in these episodes. As you were saying, people said thank you.
People said thank you. And I think that's just really nice. It warms my heart to think that I inform someone on their decision because, I mean, we're only a year, literally a year out from our interview weekend. I just got snap memories of it.
Oh, cute.
And it was a hard decision and there was a lot of information I needed. And thankfully, I had people there to inform me, to tell me the good, the bad, and the ugly, right, of the program. The full and honest truth. So I'm glad we could do that for the recruits this year, despite doing it all on Zoom.
It's okay. We did our best.
Yeah.
We did our best. What do you think is the most fun part of recruitment?
I'd say the thank yous, but right up there was the game night. I don't know. I had hella fun at the Among Us.
Yeah, I also had a good time at game night. I went to Lanisa. It was really funny. We were both in lab. I was supposed to be hosting a room. I didn't have my laptop. Lanisa's going to drive us home. I'm on Lanisa's laptop. I'm changing her name on Zoom to Amanda Wacker on Lanisa's laptop. She, her, first year, molecular biology. And then I'm like, hi, everyone. They're all in my little room. I'm like running through Tata, fourth floor. We're going down the stairwell. I'm like, oh, I'm going down some stairs. Like, sorry. Oh, like, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
It was like the most chaotic entrance. And it's like, I usually am never late for things. It was just like one of those days in lab, like things are going wrong. And I was like, ah. So I think the game, it was super fun. Also, in the most selfish way, the most fun I had was actually during the Zoom. They're all Zoom. But the faculty fireside chats, because I got a chance to hop into some rooms of people that I've been wanting to talk to, but like just haven't gotten the chance because like we're not in person. I can't run into you in the hallways or go to your talk or anything like that.
Yeah.
So I hopped in some of those rooms. I went and hung out with someone I'll be doing a rotation with. So that was cool, like just to sit and talk. And I felt a lot more comfortable, like just chatting about anything really with him. So that was really cool. I got to talk to a new faculty that like I had seen on Twitter, but like I hadn't really, like they're still in Denver. So like they aren't even here at San Diego, even if we were in person for me to talk to them, but they seemed really cool.
Yeah.
And that was super fun to talk to them. And I don't know, I really enjoyed that. Like I have been missing some of the networking aspects of grad school that I think would be easier facilitated in person, but we just miss out on.
Yeah, I'd have to say I had the most fun talking to recruits, especially like those who I got paired with, because it just like reminded me of how excited I was at that stage and like all the possibilities, all these options. And I don't know, I guess I love just talking to people and hearing about what they're excited about, not just in the science, but also like in the grad school culture, maybe in outreach things that they're excited to continue at UCSD. And it made me hopeful for, you know, having these people as our peers for the next however many years. It's a good vibe check, like you said.
To build off what Sama said, I was talking to, a sixth year in one of the labs me and Asama and Amanda's about to rotate in. And I was like, wow, these recruits are so excited and happy. And I was like, is this what it's like having a first year rotate in the lab? It's like, I don't know. They just bring like so much life. You know, they're excited, so you're excited. I don't know.
I will say when I had done an internship, I guess in like 2017 or 19 when we were still in person, the lab did say like, oh, we love having interns here because it's like they bring such like energy into the space. Like it's so, everything's so new and they're so excited about everything. And it's like things that you do like see that seem kind of monotonous is like now like a fun learning opportunity for them. So like we are fun, I would say.
Yes.
You've been here 5 months.
I know.
It's been that long.
I mean, we've been here since September, August.
Amanda is now deceased. Wait, funny story though. This was Brian Sue, right? Shout out to Brian.
Oh my god, he knew who I was talking about.
That's He's funny. The only 6 year in that lab.
No.
Wait,
I thought Andy and Brian Sue at the same time.
I don't know what year Andy is, maybe. Anyways, back to Brian. So
she's like friend.
back to my like one thing I would do differently is say yes less. I was actually signed up to be in a break Zoom too. So like I was my like 8-hour limit and I was like, hey, Brian, you're a 6-year. You do bioinformatics. That's very unique. And you've been here a while. Why don't you swap? Not swap. Why don't you just do that for me? And he's like, are you sure? What's your excuse? And then I listed out all these hours that I'm adding, that I'm doing with recruitment. And he was like, okay, that seems legit. I'll do it for you. So he was actually involved.
What a sweetie.
That is very nice.
He's a sweetie.
Yeah.
I'm super excited. I'm kind of sad, I guess, that he would be leaving soon. But like,
me too.
It'll be interesting.
I love the chats I have with Brian.
Yeah.
But he will be making big money, Bri. So.
I wish.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Bioinformatics.
Get your PhD, kids.
Get your bag. Yeah.
So we talked about things that you wanted to change. Mm-hmm. Hopefully this won't be on Zoom forever. But are there any things that you think you'd want to keep for in-person things? We mentioned Slack. Mm-hmm. Are there other things you think we could pull from this experience?
I think we'd want to keep Slack. Words. We'd want to keep Slack. I think the recruitment website, we're in talks of trying to get one that's more long-standing. So that we, as a committee, can like update it every year. So that it's easier to just like change a few things here and there. But most of the information on there tends to stay true for a good chunk of time. So I think that's really important. Because, I mean, there's a lot of faculty here at UCSD.
Yay.
Yes.
So it's nice to have a recruitment website with maybe a bit less faculty, but at least those faculty are people who will be most likely, I say most likely, with a grain of salt, taking students.
Actively recruiting.
Yeah. Even if it's a maybe, I feel like it also helps inform people's decisions because, for example, I had to check myself this past recruitment season because I was like, oh, well, shouldn't you know to ask if someone's going to be actively recruiting next year? You should, I know. You should know, or you should take the faculty list with a grain of salt. But Amanda was like, bro, you had a program that taught you these things. And I was like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I went back, corrected myself. And that's why other people advocated for this portion of the website. But I think a lot of the first years were the people who were like, we need to know what labs are actively recruiting to better inform our decisions on what school we want to go to.
I had something to add.
Yeah.
Yes. So I think having a game night was, well, high-key for me because I was hosting, but it seems laid back and chill. And I think adding something like that as an option for recruits would be good too because at the end of the day, I'm like super tired. I want to do something low key. And I remember having been here from the East Coast by the time it was like 7 p.m., I was ready to sleep. So I was not about to, you know, go hang out on the beach with students or like grab drinks, all that.
Yeah.
So if there was an option for doing something low key, I think a lot of people would enjoy that too.
Takes notes. Yeah, I think that's I went to all those, I'm from here. I didn't switch coasts. So I was like, oh hell yeah, let's go to a beach bonfire. Like, oh hell yeah, let's get some drinks at a bar. But I didn't like once again, let me check myself. That makes sense. I think it'd be nice to have little options, like whether you want to do this or that. Kind of how like we had options on do you want to go on a boat cruise or do you want to go hike?
Yeah. I definitely agree with you, Sama. I, too, was from the East Coast, and I was, like, I wanted to go to sleep early because I was tired. And then also my flight was going to take all day to get back home, and I was like, I'm not going to be tired for this. Like, so that is interesting. It's something to think about for sure.
Yeah.
I guess I'm thinking of, like, how you would host a game night.
Like a real game board night. Game. Remember when people did that?
We can sit and play Moncala. I'm just kidding.
I love it. I know.
I remember when people used to do trivia night at bars. Those were a thing.
We should do that.
That would be so cute. Yeah.
You could go to like bowling or something. I don't know.
We're not bowling, girl.
Oh, not that kind. Never mind. This is not New England.
Bowling is grody.
Why she said this is not English? She said I'm traveling.
Okay, so you know like normal bowling where you put your fingers into the holder. But then there's this thing called candlepin bowling, where the bowling ball is like as big as an orange. So that way it's less gross because you can just like wipe the surface and then you can just play it. Oh. And the pins are the size of like Lanise's water bottle, which is like be small. Oh. Yeah. And that's super fun. I said, this is not New England because it's like originated there.
Oh, New England.
I said, this is not England. I'm British. Like.
But anyways, let's remember when people had fun in person.
Yay. I feel like, rip. Anyways. This is a great time for an ad break. Let me tell you about Sainted Factory.
Sainted Factory is a Black-owned skin and body care line.
Created by a biochemistry college graduate who loves taking an extra step into the world of luxury self-care at home.
They sell whipped body scrubs that are natural and vegan friendly, while also providing your skin with a glow.
So if you're coming home from a long day of meetings or from being stuck in the lab, when you add Sainted Factory products to your wind down routine, you'll know your skin is being spoiled with the richest ingredients.
You can follow them on Instagram and Facebook at Sainted Factory, that is at SAINTED Factory, and purchase at saintedfactory.com. And now back to the show.
Any final thoughts about recruitment?
Final thoughts, still waiting for my mug.
This is at.
Do you want mine?
Trevor?
Yeah, I don't know if that's a mug positive offer, though. That's a really
or free
mug.
Pizza in some form.
I need Grubhub gift cards. I'm tired.
Tired.
Handwritten thank you note.
That's not that's tired.
That's not correct.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't spell, and I knew that one. okay. Also, is there anything you guys are excited for this week?
Yes.
What is
what?
It?
I get to learn how to do tissue culture.
Woo!
That's fun. Excited for you.
Yeah. I'm talking to the professor, Alistair Russell, in my new rotation. Mm-hmm. And he asked, do you have any experience with this? Because that's his accent. And then I go, nope.
Wait, where is he from that he has an accent?
I don't know.
I really don't know. I should ask.
Okay.
He's from the East Coast.
He also says schedule rather than
schedule. He says schedule?
Yeah, rather than schedule. So I think there's something there.
There's something there.
That's interesting.
Yes. Miles running.
Miles running, in fact.
Kilometers resting.
What'd you say? Kilometers resting.
What about y'all?
I don't know. But to comment on the tissue culture, his TC room, the level, the height they're at, perfect.
So it's gonna be too tall for me.
Maybe. Sorry. no, but their chair is adjustable, so it's fine. You're good. Matt did not have an adjustable chair. Oh, it's fine. Sorry, Amanda.
Oh, too tall for this.
What am I? I'm excited to. So I'm rotating with a new faculty.
Woo.
Just got here, and I don't know. I'm just excited to meet him, to get started, to kind of help with getting his lab up and running. Even though I'm just a little rotation student. It's nice.
You're a big rotation student.
Hell yeah.
You're big. The first one.
Yes.
You're professional at this point.
I'm excited to like learn stuff, but also like help him out. Because I wouldn't want to be starting a lab in the middle of a pandemic.
Nah. Mm,
not a fun
Seems
thing.
Seems a little rough.
It do.
What about you, Amanda?
Oh, and trivia's coming. When is that?
Oh, wait.
Or did you guys sign up for trivia?
Oh, on Friday?
Yeah. Oh, is it this Friday?
I think it's on the 19th. Is this Friday the 19th?
I think so. I'm excited.
Yeah, with my peer mentors.
Yes. Me too.
Very funny. Very fun.
What trivia?
I mean, what trivia?
They said opportunities of a lifetime.
Yes. That email.
When I saw that, I was just like, oh no, spam.
No, they're going to give us free snacks.
Okay.
Are they handing those out on Friday?
I don't know. I think. They said they're going to be either on campus or on grad housing.
I'm planning to drive home on Friday.
Oh, my God. Well, I think you can pick it up
beforehand. Oh, my God.
Are you excited about that, too?
Bro, I don't know. It's also still maybe. I FaceTimed my dad. I was like, yo, are we actually buying this card this weekend? And he was like, I don't know. And I was like, okay.
Okay, well, at least you'll see your family.
Yeah, yeah. It's been nice. 6 weeks. I mean, I'm sorry, guys. I know I always complain about not going home. She's and you like, guys I'm never come home. But it's relatively, yeah. for me, mm-hmm. it's been a little bit since I've gone
it's
home.
Okay. We're happy for you.
Thank you.
You can do free laundry.
I can. It's very nice.
I can do free laundry, but it's because I have in-unit washer dryer.
Nice. So technically you paid for that.
Well, I mean, technically you pay $200 a month extra.
Yeah, I do.
That, right? For it's okay. Luxury. It's fine. Yeah. It's a good luxury. Mm-hmm. Amanda, what are you excited for?
Thank you. I'm excited to start my new rotation.
Whee!
And I'm also excited that, so the person I am rotating with fifth rotation is also just starting their lab. And I think I was like the first student that they really talked to about joining. So I
lucky them.
And so they're kind of starting the process of onboarding people. So they found an undergrad that's super interested. So they're like, oh, I want you to meet the undergrad. So we have like a meeting with the undergrad. And then also they're interviewing postdocs. So they're like, oh, I want you to come. Oh, well, like if you want, like you don't have to, you know, that kind of thing. But like the postdoc will be here on Zoom this day through this time if you want to come listen to their talk. And then they gave me a slot to like talk to the postdoc and just basically vibe check them, because like I would be the one that would see them every day in lab basically. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure we can vibe that they mm-hmm. understand whatever they're talking about. And I don't know, I feel like I have, not that I don't have the vocabulary for a lot of things, but the way I explain things is very like
clear,
simplified. Yeah, like when I say, when I'm, no, I don't know about professional, but like when I, you know, you do the Western blots, I'm like, oh, like the sandwich, like what layer do you put this in the sandwich, or like, you know what I mean? It's like the way I talk is not like, I don't use all the words you're supposed to use, but it gets mm-hmm. the point across. Yeah. And that's just the way I think, and it's the way that makes the most sense to me. Like I can't, you can't tell me all of this jargon and then expect me to spit it back out at you. Like my brain has processed it into like smaller chunks of information for me to keep. So I just want to make sure they're okay with that kind of thing, because that's just how I learn, and that's just how I like I have to like metaphor it into something else for me to keep that.
That makes a lot of sense too. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of really great science communicators have this ability to break down really complex things into terms that anyone can understand.
And Amanda is a SciComm queen.
Thank you.
Yes. I would rather understand something in like 10 different ways in the most simplest terms mm-hmm. rather than having to memorize very specific like jargons just yeah. to prove that I know what's happening.
Yeah, that's how I feel too. Like it doesn't matter if you know the words, if you understand the concepts and the underlying like mm-hmm. principle of it all. Like I was talking to someone about my rotation project last rotation. And it was, like, still in the early stages when we were thinking about, like, the calcification, which is, like, just the plant or the fungi, sorry. It's, like, a stress response, and they can't have too much calcium. If there's too much calcium in the environment, they start to extrude it. So instead of being like, oh, the stress response to calcium, blah, 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 I'm like, basically the plant starts tripping because there's too much calcium, and this is what they do. And, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't need to know calcification. Like it doesn't, if I tell you that, you're going to be like, it what, you know? So if I'm just like, oh, it's like upset, it's upset. You understand what I'm saying. Well, we don't need to go into jargon. Like it doesn't matter. Anyways, I'm very excited for my new labs, and I'm excited to like be involved in like creating a lab space and a culture and setting the standards high.
Recruitment continues for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the end of our show. Let's do some observations, run some statistics on our data. Asama, what question are we asking this week?
Okay, so the question for this week is, how many of our PhD students are excited to meet the next cohort?
Oh my gosh, me. I'm so excited to see acceptances go out and people accept their acceptances and then finally meet you guys one day in person or over Zoom.
Woo!
Me too!
Yeah, I can't definitely wait. Agree.
Cool. So that means that 100% of the PhD students in our study are excited to meet the next cohort.
If there's anything you would like to share with us, please feel free to reach out.
And this goes especially to those who might be getting acceptances to several PhD programs. If you have any questions for us about how we decided where we wanted to go, You can check out previous episodes, or you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at triplicatespod, and you can email us at triplicatespod@gmail.com. If you like us, support us on patreon.com/triplicatespod. And with that,
obrigada. Ciao.
Gracias y adiós.
Khabun ka. Bye. Ha 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 ha.